Republican issues. I need that check on the time.
It's about ending. So I know that the same ones that are on there for the parent religions are the same two that gave it last time, so I hope you don't mind duplicating.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I agree.
Alright, so we're scheduled for our city council meeting on the 23rd day of September, it is 6 o'clock right on. We'll call this meeting to order with the final prayer from Councilman Nelson and Pledge of Allegiance from Councilman Nelson.
Dear Father in Heaven, we are so grateful for this opportunity to gather together and to serve this city and this community which we live in. Grateful for the unfavorable circumstances which we have, and we're grateful for thy many blessings upon us, and please help us as we serve that we will be able to have wisdom and understanding beyond our experiences and choose those things that would be a blessing for our community. We're grateful for thy guiding hand in our lives and pray that we would understand and do thy will, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We stand and we be for the Lord, we do the living God. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeanette.
I make a motion to approve the agenda, so I can
any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
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 Alright, we have a discussion of possible action on the inspection of the fire truck in South Dakota. The fire department has asked that instead of sending just Chief Harrington and Assistant Chief McBride, correct? They would like to also send two others, one being Josh Mons, and the other would be an Alan Anderson. And in our last meeting, I think we talked about it was about $1,800 per person. So Steve, I have a question for you. Does the company end up sending us an instance for that?
Right, so I mean, add on. I believe they have to do that. There was two options. You could either just add it to the truck, or they just invoice us.
Okay.
And that's, we just didn't know yet, so.
Yes, we didn't.
Yeah, so we didn't have the trailer we wanted to do, so.
Yeah, we figured out how we're going to do that.
The first two, are they going to be for, or are they going to be for the rentals?
The other two were part of the original.
I believe it's a decon that was part of the original package, and two of them going back for inspection was part of it. Both of those also get added on to the fire truck, but they were part of the package.
Correct. The trip aisle was already part of that, and then this, the final was part of that.
So, my thoughts on it, $1,800 is, it's not really that much money to, as a cost per person to go. I don't have the question of, is it necessary to send four people? I can understand sending a third for sure, being Josh. I think it makes sense to send him because he's with the city council and he's over the fleet. The fourth one being Alan, I don't really care if we send him or not. I just ask, is that a good use of funds? If so, send him. If not, then don't. I don't really have strong feelings either way, except just the question of is that a good use of funds. That's all.
Well, I think I mentioned that, in our last meeting, especially when you guys said a lot of these kinks and stuff don't come out until you actually put the fire truck. Yeah, you could go back there and visually inspect it, but I think like you three sets of eyes can visually inspect it. But if the nightmares come after you get it back here and to see if this pump works or this works or this works, it's going to be a matter of just operating the vehicle, the fire truck.
Yes.
Again, I don't care.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't care if we send more people. It's fine with me. I to send four, or are you able to send three, Mike? That's just my only question. Is it wise use of funds to send a four? And if it is, then send four. So that's not a question that I thought I should answer. That's a question that probably Steve and Josh would need to answer. That's my opinion of it.
So the thoughts after, we can talk about more too, is, so we meet on the 3rd, we don't get to do any, the plant will be, for most part, closed. I think if we get there early enough, he said that we can kind of get another tour of the plant, but they won't be able to do anything with our truck on the 3rd. So we literally get 10 hours, 12 hours, maybe. I doubt they work 12-hour shifts. But we get, the way I look at it is we get 12 hours, 10 hours, worst case 10 hours, to go through that truck, lift it from bumper to bumper.
Are we going to let people out and actually pump the water in?
Yep. So that's what they said before, what we have is 10 hours, and that's just my concern is, two of us checking that truck, just from bumper to bumper, not moving it, is a handful between, and it's not like the mechanics stuff that I worry about, because yeah, some of that stuff we're not going to be able to see, but it's kind of like what Josh alluded to, like, they route, because we have hose lines that lead to the front bumper, so if we have a hose line that routes under the truck by a tire or by a shock or by something that could then later come back and rub, like, we're better off having that addressed there, and they can address it there, because if they have to fabricate something or change something, that's the place to do it. If they have to do something more invasive, I guess, than just fix little bits and pieces, that's, to me, the place to be. And like I say, we get to go check its functionality, we get to go run it, pump it, make sure everything works, but like I said, checking every, within reason, making sure that those lines are connected, which I know that they're going to do their part, but...
Well, it seems to me that if you can actually run it, use it, and stuff, it doesn't make sense to send a 3rd person, because if you got an automatic house, you should probably be within teams of 2 or something on it.
Well, like I said, top to bottom, underneath, we'll be on the crawler, we'll be looking, literally from end to end. Like, when we went, at the pre-con, we sat in a room this big for 12 hours and literally went through every part of that engine, and when I say every part, I literally mean every part. Like, what's the blinker bezel going to look like? What's the headlight bezel going to look like? That's literally what we did all day, one line item at a time. And so, going back now to this, it's kind of that same thing, but now we have 12 hours to basically, and probably not even 12, but I just feel like we don't have a lot of time, and if I have 2 more sets of eyes, then we just have a better chance of finding those things that could go wrong. And I get it, but $650,000 in 25 years, that's going to equate to pennies, by the time this truck is, on its way to somebody else. So I just feel like spending that money. Yes?
One year.
It's 1 year. Which is, any fire truck is 1 year. So they have a service facility now in Salt Lake. So Grant, they will go down to Grand Fire and then get repaired down there. But that's, like I said, if we can get, make sure we don't have anything structurally that is a problem, chances are when we get it, it's more than likely going to be mechanical stuff that we're probably not going to care. So if we can run through its paces as much as we can in 10 hours, but that's again, that's a part, like, we're not going to be able to put it through its paces enough in 10 hours to, like, knock all the dirt off of it, like, it's just not going to happen.
Okay.
Like, we just, and that's kind of what Amy and I have been kind of alluding to the department when we get it, is it can't sit in that bay. It has to be driven, like, a lot for the first year, just for that reason, because the more we can kick it around and make it work, we can bring those things out and get it fixed before the year's up. That's the hope, is to, like, to bring all those problems out. Because, like I said, it's inevitable. Like, those things are more computer than they are a diesel truck anymore. Like, they're just full of computers. And, like I said, that's the thing that we've been having with ours down there, which it's appears, but it's all electronic stuff that we've been having. And it's a fluke, because I think it's Layton. Somebody has a sister engine, which basically they are built pretty much at the same time, same specs, they're basically twin engines, and they haven't had a single problem with theirs. So, it's just luck of the draw.
I'm pretty sure the bill on Friday afternoon.
Yep. Whatever happens, happens. But ours is a little bit bigger. You know, you'd like to think that, but then, you know, a lot of times, and they're the same parts, really. Like, they use the same vendors to do the same things, because there's not a lot of companies that make, you know, things for fire trucks. So
is this truck going to be different than the one that you have now as far as functionality? Because you said it's more computer than...
It's just more. It's just like if you bought a truck 27 years ago versus the truck you buy today. That's literally the thing. It's just newer technology. It's more. There's more electronics. There's more computers that, you know, talk back and forth. But as far as its function, no. Like, as a matter of fact, our plans are to make, because it has more bin space. We're probably, what we're going to do is make it a first new engine on everything. So it will be the first out on everything. So engine 41 will be, engine 42 will take kind of the backseat to second calls and when we need two engines.
But then we'll also keep these in that so that parts don't...
Correct. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to set up the stuff. Yeah, it's not going to be like we don't have to use something that we have all the before. No.
So then, like with the new one, you'll be using that, I would think, for drill mics to show some stuff to keep those parts working
for
a year.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, they'll come in actually.
Like you said, I'd be used to
them. They'll do, those now will come in and they'll actually do a service, an in-service with it. So, the only problem is we don't have the luxury of having everybody at drill, like a full-time department, or making a mandatory meeting or something. I mean, we can do what we can to make it get on a Saturday, but it's just, we're not in that world that we can get everybody there. But between those that are there, they can help teach the next group. So, but yeah, we'll definitely train on that probably pretty extensively for the next at least 1 week, a month. We'll be dedicated to that engine till we feel comfortable. But yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. What was that?
So do you feel that the people who go on this inspection will have enough knowledge base that others can rely on them for maybe some training?
Well, and the reason, so it's not so much for them to come back and necessarily teach within reason. I mean, more so Josh. Alan just, he's been around fire engines for 25 years, so he knows what to look for. That's why I'm taking what I'm taking. And then Josh is the fleet. So Josh has got mechanical skills, and is part of his responsibilities now are the fleet. So with that, I'm sure we're going to get some insights there about how things work and how to do minor maintenance and things like that, like the small stuff that they're going to teach us there. But that's not the purpose of the trip. The purpose of the trip isn't to go there for 12 hours and get training. It's to go and
make sure
and inspect it. So they will have a specific training that they come in. They'll have one of their reps from Grant come here to the department and teach us all the ins and outs of basically how to run the truck. But
okay.
It's not like it's rocket science in a sense. Like, it's not, I mean, it's different, but it's really not different than what we have.
Some of us are.
Some things are very similar, but this one does do things a lot different. So there are some things that people will have to learn, but it's not.
But there's a few changes on it that are different from the two trucks that I have now, but they are really good.
It's more technology, you know,
so like, it's going to be pump and build. So like, they got build trucks in there, in order to pump water, it has to be parked. Single sit, you can't move. The new truck is run off PTO, a different system. So if you need to move the truck, or you got a brush fire, you can use the nozzle, or a car fire or something, you can roll up, be scared of water. There's just some huge, if something comes up and you need to say, hey, move the truck, watch out, you can get in and move the truck a couple feet, not shut down your water intake. I mean, that's going to be a huge improvement. I can't wait for that part.
Okay.
Is there anybody else having the line? Satisfied with everything?
How long have you been with that, Josh?
13 and a half years. April of 2001.
How long have you been for you?
Since I've become an officer, so 2.5 or 3 years.
And even then, we definitely use people in their strong suits, and
I think it's close to 3 years
between meals. 5 or 6 people that have just general maintenance experience, that's who we kind of lean on to help try and fix stuff that we can fix as much as we can. Which will be different from in the past. We probably won't be able to fix the things that we used to fix because...
Well, I'm sure that one is good for you.
No,
it's what they try to do. Sometimes that...
So definitely not. We won't touch it the first year within reason. Depending. I mean, we'll just do what they say. But like I said, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Like, I've heard good things. I haven't heard a lot of those powers go back for a lot of work. Going back to the file, they said that one of the biggest things that you can get hung up on is paint. But our salesman said that South Dakota has been doing really good with their paint process. They haven't had a lot of holdups. That's the longest, because basically it's like if you get an accident, if you have blemishes or something that you don't like, they basically start over. So they sand it down, they bomb it, do whatever they got to do to make it right, and then they repaint. So that can be a long process if you have a lot of paint issues. But they say that they've been doing really good recently with paint. So, but then we got a couple quick pictures from Eric. They've already done, it looks like the only thing the one picture they were working on, the ladder rack, which is on the officer side. They're working on the ladder rack, but the stickers for the most part look like they're all on. I think it's missing the bumper stickers, but for the most part it looks like it's 98% done from the pictures, unless there's stuff they're not seeing, but
they're shaking their head. Yes, I know you can't see that, but they're not even part of it.
I'll make the motion that we approve the 2 additional individuals to go to the inspection of the new fire truck in South Dakota, with the requirement that that the payment for this is invoiced and not added to the truck. $1,800 per additional person for 2 people.
And it comes out of
fire department.
Okay.
budget.
Any further discussion? Do we need to have the names, or is this okay, because we've already sent the name chart?
It's for Andy.
For Josh and Alan.
Oh, for Josh Monson, Alan Anderson.
So, yeah.
Motion and second, any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, so it passes, we need to take two additional people. We have a list.
Can I make a motion to go on?
No, wait, I have some.
Oh.
I have an agenda item, if I can add that.
Sorry.
On administration, I'll have you start thinking before our next council meeting, because according to Steve from the last meetings, this process kind of starts moving fast. I don't want to try and talk about leasing, which I think is probably a little option Ryan has, because we're not going to have another 300,000 plus to put in. So he may be thinking.
For what are we leasing? What are we leasing?
Now, fire truck. The remainder of the
balance.
The balance of.
So we're going to do a lease instead of a purchase?
Well, lease slash purchase, because this is,
from what I gather, it's like a lease to own.
That we had it financed.
We never done that.
No,
there's been discussion on that, and the plans that the department's looked into, that they like to use, because they use it for others, if I remember right. They call it a lease, but it's still borrowing, it's just a.
Yeah, I thought this was resolved when we authorized the purchase of the fire trucks.
No, when this fire truck was ordered, it was just from the order, and we'll figure out how many more later. That's why I was always nervous about it, because I knew where the first 300,000 was coming from. I just didn't know where the next
six.
300. Well, I knew what
it's like. I know it's not explanatory, it's, but we may go over half, because we also have the 60. It's still 60, so it's 263 or something.
So Steve, I don't know if you still have that.
Yeah, I can reach out, it's who,
get that information, plus I know you won't be here probably for our next one if you're not on the third.
I'd actually have to check the next couple ones too.
Steve, I would like something for that.
I'll reach back out to the guy that.
Yeah, Peter.
Whoever that guy was, that second order. They're not Rosenbauer, but it's.
Yeah.
Like who Rosenbauer, like, maybe recommends or something, yeah, whatever.
And then also, we need, in the future, also talk about what we're going to do with Engine 41, because the thing was, is if we get a new one, we're going to sell Engine 41.
What's a old fire?
I guess what do you have to say?
Six or seven?
No, that's like seven.
Oh, 96 and that.
It's 95 or six.
I think it's a 97.
Okay. I'll have to look back, because then we can start getting a price and then start maybe advertising or something. So that's something else you need to think about. And then also, we need to get what we want on city council for Wednesday before our city council meeting. I know like last time, a lot of that stuff came from Val, and I'm trying to get her to get that stuff, but if she don't get it from the county in time, that's why we don't get it till Monday or Tuesday before our council meeting. But everything else needs to do that, because Charlotte and I are like, oh, was it, we see them on draft as agenda, and some of it's like fall like it was last time. It's hard to keep adding some of these additional things on, so we really need to do that so that Charlotte can have that prepared and we can have everything on the agenda without waiting for this last minute stuff. Now, saying that, yes, I know once in a while there probably will be some last minute.
Sometimes the info shows up on Saturday or Sunday.
Correct.
And then that's where you just decide on what has to be, what we gotta take care of and what we need.
So, anyway, I think that would help Charlotte out a little bit too, so we're not.
to be on the agenda, and we can use Rupert for it, and that doesn't matter with the way. And I think that we will, that we will, not over the
Yeah, then I'd like, Wednesday before, then I would like a tentative agenda set out on Friday, so if you guys have the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, and the Wednesday day before council to look over stuff that she puts in your box. Again, I'll say tentative because, like, sometimes this stuff from Val comes in like on Monday afternoon or on Tuesday morning. So, we wouldn't necessarily post it, it would just be a tentative one that she would send to you guys by email, so that you all might see what's on it. So,
you can email that, so we just don't have all the paperwork.
Correct.
We just know it needs to be, you just want the paperwork.
The paperwork is what's important, so that they can look through that and see.
We can talk to her, see if she can get that soon too.
Well, with Val's paperwork, she was usually talking to us.
And I don't know what it is.
Let us know what it is, and she sent out emails of, you know, get your things back within a week or whatever the due date is, so. That's all I have for the administration.
Okay, can we request future items?
It is in my honor, but she sent me an email.
Perfect. Can I make a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed?